Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. At the start of a new year, a very competitive year for races in the U.S. Senate, we're going to go around the horn and take a look at the state-by-state races. Scott, good to have you here.
Well, it's great to be back, Loman.
As we kick off 2024 here, Scott, tell us where we stand with the U.S. Senate as we head into the election cycle.
Well, we're in a 51-49 Senate with Democrats having a narrow majority, and that means Chuck Schumer's in charge of the Senate, right? So if you can think about how important the 2024 elections are, not just from the presidential standpoint, but also from the United States Senate map, we've got a lot of big competitive races that I think certainly put Republicans in good position to flip that majority. And, you know, it started out with Joe Manchin announcing that he wasn't going to seek re-election. We know that West Virginia is going to be a red state. The Democrats don't have a strong candidate, and Republicans are going to be fighting between Jim Justice and Representative Alex Mooney for the Republican nomination.
There are a couple of big Republican states that are up for re-election this year as well. Scott, want to tell us a bit about what's happening in Texas and Florida? Should be on balance Republican states, shouldn't they?
Yeah, Florida has been, turning red underneath Governor DeSantis' leadership. But Rick Scott is up for re-election. We know that Florida always has really close elections. And in Texas, Ted Cruz is facing re-election. We think that he's safe, but you obviously want to make sure that when you have these big, high-profile Republican senators that are facing strong, credible, and well-funded Democrat like Colin Allred, then you want to make sure you're not taking anything for granted. So those are a couple of the incumbent races that everybody's sort of keeping their eyes on during the 2024 Senate map. But in Ohio recently, we had big endorsement for one of the candidates there. President Trump endorsed Bernie Moreno for the Republican nomination. And in the general election, he'll be facing Sherrod Brown, assuming that he wins the nomination. And so you've got these red state, big races where Democrats have proven that they can win over and over and over, not just in West Virginia with Joe Manchin, who's retiring, but in Ohio with Sherrod Brown and Montana with John Tester. In the Montana Republican primary, Tim Sheehy right now is the Republican candidate that a lot of people are focusing in on. Congressman Matt Rosendale, I think, is going to make a decision here in early 2024 about whether or not he's going to run for the United States Senate again. That would be a really competitive Republican primary. Sheehy is a Navy SEAL, and Rosendale has been elected statewide 5 times, from being the state auditor to being the at-large member of the House of Representatives before Montana had reapportionment during the last congressional cycle. So that's one to keep our eyes on as well. Then when you start to think about, okay, where are the Republican governors in states that have Democrat senators? And Nevada is one of those states. Joe Lombardo is a Republican governor, and we know that Republicans are going hard to try to flip Nevada. There's a couple of candidates there. Sam Brown has a lot of momentum and a lot of support from the Republican establishment and sort of the institution in Washington that helps these Republicans win the nomination. So it'll be interesting to see if Sam Brown can flip that seat. In Arizona, we've got a really, really strong candidate, but it's a weird race because Kyrsten Sinema is running as an independent. Ruben Gallego is running as the Democrat, and Carrie Lake is running as the Republican candidate. So Lake has also been endorsed by President Trump. I think she's a shoo-in for the Republican nomination there, and it'll be really, really interesting to see whether or not Arizona next November is one of those races that we can flip because of the dynamics of having 3 candidates on the ballot. Then when you move over, let's go to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, right? In your state of Pennsylvania, the Republican nominee is going to be Dave McCormick. Dave received the party support there in the Commonwealth, and it gives him a real, real advantage of being the presumptive nominee for Pennsylvanians. And so that's one I think a lot of people are kind of like, okay, can we defeat Bob Casey? Casey's been in office for a really, really long time. We've had Republicans in the Senate before. We lost a close race last cycle with John Fetterman, who actually is seeming to be more and more conservative as the weeks go on some of his policy positions. But Pennsylvania, I think, is one that a lot of people hope that we can flip in 2024.
Another commonwealth where races tend to be very competitive is the Commonwealth of Virginia, where, of course, Glenn Youngkin won the governorship here a couple of years ago. Scott, you personally are involved in that race. Tell us a little bit about the landscape in the Old Dominion.
Yeah, in Virginia, we've got, I think, a real opportunity to flip it red for the first time since 2004 at the presidential level. Biden has been tanking in terms of his popularity. He's gone from up 16% in May to just 9% in August. And in November, he was all the way down in the margin of error with just a 4% lead, 48-44. And so in 2023, we saw the Republicans in Virginia just lose the popular vote by about 2,500 votes. And if you think about Biden's handling the economy, if you think about a highly educated voter populace, we think that Virginia is very much in play for winning in 2024 and defeating a socialist Democrat, Tim Kaine.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, we always tell people a little bit about the club before we end, so please go ahead and do that.
Well, Club for Growth is a membership organization based out of Washington, D.C., and we're united in finding these candidates that believe in economic freedom and liberty and opportunity. You can check out our website, clubforgrowth.org. You can actually sign up, become a member for free, join over 500,000 other Americans in doing so. We hope you will.
Happy New Year, Scott. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy New Year. Thank you.